While the world has been seeing everything unfolding with Diddy, people have started to wonder who else is guilty. They have started re-examining past industry parties to see if it reveals anything about their favorite stars. This has led people to realize that the signs of this behavior were always there. Now, they are calling out other powerful celebrities who seem to be just as guilty as Diddy. One man people have been asking about is no other than Jay-Z, who was always seen close to Diddy. People are now examining their close relationship for years and wondering if Jay-Z will be next. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about why Jay-Z should be next. Let's get right into it. For years now, Jay-Z has been seen as one of the most powerful rappers in the music industry, growing himself a massive empire that's allowed him to amass in the billions of dollars. For the most part, Jay-Z and Diddy were generally seen at about the same level in the industry, with Diddy slightly leading the two due to him being an executive long before Jay. These two men are looked at as the top guys in hip-hop. They have so much power, they can make anything happen. As we are now seeing with Diddy, that turned out to be a very bad thing, as he was using all that power to do some very disturbing things to many different people. He used that power to manipulate and control people. He also used it to have his way with men, females, and kids. It's even reported that he used that power to get rid of other rappers. Because of all this power, Diddy felt unstoppable, which allowed him to run amok for years. Who knows how many skeletons Diddy has in his closet? If you think what we're seeing now is dark, imagine the secrets he's really protecting. All that power in the hands of one man could be dangerous. And if we look at Jay-Z, he has the same amount or even more power than Diddy has, which has led many people to wonder if he's up to the same things as Diddy with all that power. Well, if we analyze Jay's behavior since the beginning of his career, we start to identify similar behavior. Diddy has been accused of bad business practices, like robbing his artists. He also has been accused of abusing his power to force people to give him what he wants, also being accused of liking them young, and even having hits put on people, amongst many other terrible things that are coming out day after day. If we look at Jay-Z, he seems to be guilty of a lot of the same things as Diddy. One thing that Jay-Z definitely seems to be guilty of is being into them young. Like Kendrick suggested Drake is, Jay-Z seems to be a certified PDF file, something that most people seem to overlook. Now in this video, I will break down exactly why I believe Jay-Z is probably worse than Diddy. The best example of this is his relationship with Beyoncé, his wife of many years. While Jay-Z and Beyoncé are seen as one of the most powerful couples in Hollywood, no one seems to realize the relationship shouldn't have happened to begin with. When Jay-Z met Beyoncé, she was only 16 years old. Even though Beyoncé claims she met Jay back in 1999, when she was 18 or 19, in this interview, Jay-Z tells us otherwise. As in 2007, he did an interview with Charlie Rose, where he told Charlie he met Beyoncé 10 years prior to that day. 10 years before 2007 would have been 1997. Which would have made Beyoncé only 16 when they met. If we look at Jay when Charlie asked him this question, he starts to act a bit suspicious. When he's asked how long ago he met Beyoncé, he didn't give a straight answer, only that he's known her since she's been recording music, then stating that it was 10 years prior.
Because Beyoncé has a deal, and they know I know her. So,
but you know, how long have you known her?
Wow, a long time.
How long? 10 years?
However long she's been recording. That's when I met her.
Don't you remember how long it was?
Yeah, when I met her. I mean,
was it 5 years? Was it?
I met her 10 years ago.
But what did you say to yourself at that time? Wow.
I said, that's a fantastic talent.
Was that what you said?
Yeah. Because
as you heard for yourself, you can see Jay-Z didn't want to answer that question. He appeared a bit nervous and was caught off guard by that question. The look on his face alone shows guilt and that he didn't want to answer. What this interview proves is that Jay-Z, who was 28 years old in 1997, was already around Beyoncé when she was only 16 years old. We all know he was attracted to her since he met her, as just a couple years later, they would start their public relationship. Jay would go on to eventually marry Beyoncé, and they ended up becoming hip-hop's most loved couple. In my opinion, it's obvious Jay-Z was pursuing Beyoncé romantically since he met her at 16 years old. I'm confident that they had already been together since then. All Jay did was wait until she was of legal age to make it public. This alone suggests that Jay-Z is a certified PDF file. While people might say that they are at least together to this day, that's not the problem. The problem is Jay, who was a big star at the time, on top of the music industry, took advantage of a young Beyonce who was 16 trying to make it in the music industry. At that moment, Beyonce was willing to do anything to make it. She obviously got with a much older Jay-Z because of the opportunities it would provide her. This is literally the exact reason Diddy is being indicted for, because he abused his power and made people get into relationships with him for opportunities. I believe Jay-Z took complete advantage of his power, and Beyonce wasn't even his only victim. When we look at Jay-Z's relationship with Rihanna, it further confirms that he's a certified PDF file. Jay-Z and Rihanna's relationship goes back to the beginning of her career. Just like Beyonce, Rihanna met Jay-Z when she was only 16 years old, trying to make it in the music industry. In fact, the first time Jay-Z met Rihanna was the day he signed her. The way that Rihanna got discovered and signed, to me, always left me with many questions. Rihanna was a teenager in Barbados with no connections when she somehow managed to get into a hotel room with Evan Rogers, a music producer who just so happened to be vacationing in Barbados. Rogers would have Rihanna perform a song in a hotel room alone with him and two other 16-year-old girls, where he decided that he was only interested in Rihanna. Rihanna would end up signing a production deal with Rogers' production company, Syndicated Rhythm, and then put out a demo. Two A&Rs working at Def Jam heard the demo and quickly showed it to no other than Jay-Z himself. Rihanna was then flown to New York City, where she would meet with Jay-Z. This is when she performed for the label, with them being blown away by her performance. L.A. Reid, the head of the label, told Jay-Z not to let Rihanna leave the building without making her sign the dotted line. This is when Jay-Z locked Rihanna into his office, and according to Rihanna, Jay-Z told her that there was only two ways to get out of this office. You either sign this record deal and walk out the front door, or you can go out through the window from the 29th floor. Rihanna would sign her first major record deal at exactly 3 a.m., and it just so happened to be a 6-album deal.
Mm-hmm. The diva Rihanna, she's from Barbados?
Yeah,
She's Bajan. How did you come in contact with her? I mean, did you fly over there?
Jay Brown actually bought me the song. She has a song right now, and it's I wouldn't say massive because of her roots when I first heard the song. And then, you know, he kept going, Jay Brown, he kept being persistent. I was like, you know what, bring her by. Mm-hmm. And when she walked into our office, I was like, you know, she just had, it was just something about it. It was just, she had this, you know, something about it. And then she performed the song, and I was like, okay, mm-hmm. okay. Then, you know, we sat down and we talked, and they were talking about how she would stay in the studio and try to get the verse over, and then come back the next day. I was like, oh, work ethic, okay. Everything is there. So we signed it that night. We didn't let her leave the office.
Really?
The 3 in the morning was when that contract got signed. 3 in the morning was when that contract got signed. So the meeting around 3, 4 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. we signed it by 3 in the morning. Wow. The day I was absolutely certain.
Oh, yeah, she said, we don't sign songs here, we sign artists. And there was this little pause, and I was nervous. But then he said, I'm very interested. And there was this sudden feel of relief.
But he said about a window and a door or something.
Oh, and he said, he said it one more
time.
He said, there are two ways to leave here. Either through the door with the deal sign or through this window, and we're on the 29th floor. With the deal sign or through this window, and we're on the 29th floor.
What makes this so disturbing is that it was rumored that Jay-Z had hooked up with Rihanna in 2005, around the time she was 16 or 17 when he signed her. Apparently, this led to Beyonce leaving Jay-Z for 2 years and starting to hate Rihanna, and it's also the reason Beyonce and Rihanna never made music together. It's even believed the song Bow Down by Beyonce was created as a diss song to Rihanna. This was a rumor all over the media at the time that was eventually put to rest when Jonathan Haye came out and declared he started the rumor. For those who don't know Jonathan Haye, he was a music industry publicist for many years. He was actually Rihanna's publicist when this all happened. When things were getting bad for Jay-Z because of this so-called rumor, Jonathan came out and claimed he started the rumor to build up hype for Rihanna's song. The only thing is, this was a lie, and Jonathan Haye didn't start the rumor, he was just covering it all up. I recently did an interview with Jonathan Haye where he told me all about this. When I asked him about the Rihanna and Jay-Z incident, he confessed the truth to me. He told me that it wasn't a rumor at all, and Jay-Z and Rihanna really did hook up when she was only 16. According to Jonathan, he was paid off by someone on Jay-Z's team in order to declare to the media that he started the rumor. They did this to cover up the fact that Jay-Z was in a relationship with Rihanna when she was 16. The fact that you mentioned Jay-Z, I want to actually ask you a question about Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. You said in that interview with Jaguar Wright and Real Life Productions, you stated that you were actually the one responsible for spreading the rumor that Jay-Z and Rihanna had hooked up. Now, my question to you is, do you believe that at all? Did you believe that rumor before you said it, before you claimed it? Do you believe that there's any truth? Not saying that you're accusing Jay-Z. Let's make this clear. We're not trying to get anybody in trouble here. But do you believe that there's a possibility that that could have been true?
So as far as the rumor, I came out and said that I started the rumor a long time ago because I was told that I would be rewarded significantly.
Okay.
You know, for coming out and saying that I started the rumor and it stuck. I was to be the one that was to fall on the sword, so to speak.
Now, you didn't answer the question. You don't have to if you don't want to. At any moment, did you personally feel that they could have had something going on? Jay-Z and Rihanna?
Definitely.
You can say alleged. Okay. Allegedly. Definitely.
Not allegedly.
Okay. Definitely. Mm-hmm. See, I agree with you 100%. That's what I believe as well. And the people that reached out to you, they essentially made you cover this up. They, like you said, made you throw yourself on the sword and take responsibility for something that you basically, you weren't even the one 100% behind the rumor. They just told you to say it. Correct?
Correct.
As you heard for yourself, Jonathan confirms that they were indeed together. And this is someone who was working with Rihanna at the time. He confesses that he was paid to claim he started the rumor and that it wasn't true, when in reality it was true and they were just paying him to cover it all up. Jonathan says that he does believe Jay-Z and Rihanna were in a relationship when she was 16. Now looking at this, it proves that this is how the industry keeps its secrets. This is how they clean up their scandals. They know the fans will believe anything they're told, even when the evidence is right there in the open. Beyonce literally left Jay-Z for 2 years because of his relationship with Rihanna. This again suggests that Jay-Z is a certified PDF file. I honestly believe this happened, as it was basically known in the industry for years. Jay-Z knows new girls coming in the industry would do anything to make it to the top. Rihanna went from Barbados with no connections to Jay-Z's office, getting a record deal, to eventually becoming a billionaire. It's obvious she paid the price to Jay for her success. Another teen girl that Jay seems to have been into was Foxy Brown. Foxy Brown had signed a major record deal with Def Jam back in 1996 when she was between 17 and 18 years old. Jay actually played a large role in Foxy being signed to Def Jam, as he had worked with her early in her career when she was only 15 or 16. Back in the early 90s, Jay-Z was seen very close to young Foxy, and the rumor was that Jay-Z was actually being intimate with Foxy since 1994 when they first started making music together. Jay-Z recorded Ain't No with Foxy Brown back in 1994, even though the song was released in 1996. In 1994, Foxy was no older than 15 or 16 years old. People believe that at this point in time, Jay-Z, who was 25 years old, was allegedly already hooking up with Foxy at that age. Even TMZ posted an article where they claim Foxy Brown stated Jay-Z hooked up with her when she was only 14 and he was 24. Foxy claims Jay-Z was her first time, and according to this TMZ article, she even claimed that Jay-Z was into transitioned women. If you were to ask me, I think this is the truth. We already know Jay-Z is into younger girls, as he got with Beyonce and Rihanna at 16. It's obvious Foxy, just like Beyonce and Rihanna, was taken advantage of by Jay. Many people have actually said Jay-Z was in a relationship with Foxy Brown, one being Nick Cannon, who during an interview with Dame Dash presses him on the situation. Nick Cannon straight up brings up the fact that when he met Foxy Brown, she was 16 and was introduced to him as Jay's girl, and this made Dame Dash visibly uncomfortable.
Was Foxy Brown signed?
I wasn't paying attention to Foxy Brown.
But that's
I didn't sign Foxy Brown. I'm
just asking
that.
a question.
I'm on the block. I'm responsible for everything.
You the boss.
That. Yo, don't beat around the bush. Say what you want
I'm
to say.
Just
what
asking.
What do you mean by that question? What do you insinuate?
I'm not insinuating. I just asked the question.
I
thought Foxy was like 16. That's all I'm saying.
It sounds like
you. All I'm saying is like in this industry and we live in this glass.
It seems like you got a question for Jay. Ask him. Y'all keep asking me questions. Want to ask him because he ain't here. Ask him. I ain't got do with that, and I don't even know nothing about that. you playing.
You my man.
I know, not with me. Wait, when you say that Foxy was 16 when she got signed, why did you say that just now?
When I first was introduced to who Foxy was, uh-huh. I thought there was something between Foxy and Jay.
As you heard for yourself, Nick Cannon brings up Jay and Foxy Brown's relationship, and Dame starts to panic. He instantly started getting defensive, which reveals he knows something nefarious happened between the two. Nick Cannon then tells Dame that he was introduced to Foxy when she was 16 as Jay's girl. Then Dame tells Nick, just ask Jay-Z about that, not him. This obviously reveals Dame Dash knows Jay-Z was with Foxy since a young age. He knows Jay's dark secrets. Foxy allegedly hooked up with Jay young and then got signed to the same label as him. You tell me if that's a coincidence. It's not just hooking up with younger girls that Jay-Z is accused of. He's also accused of taking people out. Just like Diddy, it's believed Jay has gotten rappers taken out. It's a long-standing rumor that Jay-Z took out Pimp C because he had allegedly filmed Beyonce hooking up with another rapper.
You know, like, a lot of people don't know, man. You know, I ain't gonna say who it is, but it's a real famous rapper, and it's a real famous R&B chick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pimp had a get. He had a recording of them. I think he died with it, but he could have made millions of dollars. And some of the people that's higher up in rap, they would have seen that tape. You know what I'm saying? You think that Kim Kardashian was something?
Yeah, this would have blew it out the
way. Man, use your imagination. The biggest R&B chick in the game.
I already know who it is.
And one of the biggest rappers, you know what I'm saying, that made the most money in the game. And they weren't supposed to be together.
Some people believe that the video was Pimp C and Beyonce hooking up. The rumor is Jay-Z heard about this and it made him furious, leading him to put a bounty on Pimp C. This is something I believe and I should look into deeper. If you would like to see a full video regarding this claim, comment what happened to Pimp C below. Pimp C isn't the only alleged body Jay got, as it's believed he might have been behind getting rid of his secret lover, Kathy White. It's believed Jay-Z allegedly put a bounty on Kathy's head to keep her from having their baby and going public with their relationship. Again, I wouldn't put this past Jay-Z. I believe he's capable of doing such evil things. Just by the things I have brought up in this video, it's obvious to me that Jay-Z is either just as bad as Diddy or possibly even worse. Some people think Jay-Z is next to go down, and honestly, I don't believe this. The elite love Jay-Z, and it looks like they're clearing Diddy's number one spot to give it to him. I don't think Jay would go down for this, at least not now. Maybe in the future when the elite no longer have a need for him and he starts to get out of line. Maybe then we will see him go down like Diddy. This year, we're seeing the truth about this corrupt industry. We're seeing for so many years, those in the industry have been taking advantage of their power, abusing their power, and acting as if they were untouchable. While the industry would never be fully repaired, at least more people would be aware of what's going on and choose to avoid it. One thing is for sure, Jay-Z definitely deserves to be next. Well, I'ma end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.